This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending April 26th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $232.83, which was $6.48 higher than the previous week. There were 631 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was 10% of the total volume, but it was down almost 30% from the previous week. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, was at $228.14, and that was $3.03 higher, but volume took an extremely big drop here also. The total reported box beef volume was 6,318 loads, which was 1,032 loads lower than the previous week, which was the largest weekly volume drop in some time, and also it was almost 1,000 loads less than last year. The exports were pretty good, however. They were at 945 loads, which were 268 loads more than last week, and about 15% of the total sales. The overseas portions of the export volume really jumped, and it was over 800 loads by itself. So we had good support from our overseas trading partners. The formula trade was at 3,313 loads, which was fully steady with only 11 loads less than last week. It was about 52% of the total loads sold during the week. The outfront sales, however, really dropped. They were only 959 loads, which was 633 loads less than the previous week. There were really no dominant sales, and very few middle meats were sold out front. The big items the last month were round, chuck, and brisket products, but even they did not have many out front trades, and the prices were very similar to the current formula prices. In the spot trade for the primal cuts, the prices were higher for all primals. The outside primals, which are rounds and chucks, they were $5 to $7 higher. The middle meats, which are ribs and loins, they were $7 to $12 higher, reflecting increased demand for steak-type products for grilling. Taking a look at the cow cutout, it was about $1.40 lower, and it was pretty much influenced by that $3 decline in those 90% trimmings. The finished cattle trade was steady to $1 lower at $1.45 to $1.48, and those dress prices were $1 to $3 lower at $2.35 to $2.36, but most of the trade was at $2.35. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,243 pounds, which was 15 pounds lower than the previous week, and that compares to 1,225 last year. Weights have jumped 19 pounds in the previous 2 weeks, but have now lost most of that gain. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending April 12th was 1 pound lower at 850 pounds, and that compares to 851 last year and 832 pounds for the previous 5-year average. Carcass weights continue to follow their normal seasonal decline, but are starting to show signs of leveling out ahead of the normal bottom, which usually occurs around the 1st of May. And the choice select spread ended the week at $11.20, which was pretty much steady with the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.